Welcome to lesson two of the three video series of Awaken Your Light. At this point, you will have listened to video one, got a small introduction to what this video series is about, and a chance for you to connect in with whether you're ready to wake up to allow yourself to live your fullest potential. And if you're listening to video two, you clearly want to connect into that energy, which is fantastic. So the biggest thing we need to do when we're trying to awaken our light is be ready and be open in terms of how that's going to happen. One of the biggest things that I find a frustration for myself personally is that I definitely want to do things. I want to live my potential. Who doesn't? Who would actively say, no, I don't want to live my potential? We all do, regardless of our circumstances or where we're coming from. But at the same time, we have those things that step in our way. And in those parts of our life, the fears, the doubts, being involved in situations that are very difficult for us. And because situations are difficult, because we feel held back by ourselves or by others, it is one of the biggest things to overcome. I think every single one of us are looking for happiness. We want to feel peace. We want to feel serene. And we want to know that we're going to have a really good life. But the most important thing from today's video is to look at, and I don't want this to be something that drags you down in terms of a negative energy, because this video series is about enlightening us, waking us up, and trying to cultivate a joyful experience. But I suppose for us to get to that joyful experience, we have to recognise really what's not working and how we can look at that. I feel there's five ways that a lot of us can be hindered. The first way is dealing with our own inner voice. We have two voices. We have the voice of our intuition, our ability to tap in to who we are, our higher voice, our gut feeling, whatever you want to call it, that guides us and leads us and directs us. But we also have a second voice, and that's the voice of sabotage or negativity. For you and for me, it's about figuring out which voice is the loudest. How often do you hear your gut feeling tell you something, and yet you ignore it, later to find out that you should have listened to it all along? How often do you hear your gut feeling, but you don't trust yourself, and then you ignore it as well? But how often also are you listening to that voice that's telling you can't do something, you won't do something, you better not, or plays out the worst case scenario of how something is going to turn out? When we're listening to those voices, when we're denying ourselves of what we know to be true for ourselves deep down, we are actually not aligning with ourselves, and that in turn can block us. If you listen to your inner voice, and be very clear on this, I was teaching about this recently, our instincts or our gut feeling or intuition, when we ask a question or we get a sensation or a feeling, it doesn't mean that our intuition or our instincts are going to tell us to do something that feels comfortable to us. You might say to yourself, God, should I really leave that job or end that relationship or remove myself from that family circumstance? And you'll hear the answer being yes. And then you say, okay, yes is the answer, but now comes the hard part. So be clear that your instincts aren't always going to tell you what you want to hear in the sense of everything's going to be rosy. But then you know, but if I do listen to that, and if my gut is leading to me that, then maybe I can overcome this, even though it might be a bit difficult in the interim period. And equally with the negative voice, if we're constantly going to be allowed or allow ourselves to tap into an energy that brings us down all the time, we are going to block ourselves. So it's something to think about. Which inner voice are you actually listening to? The second thing I feel is important is our upbringing, our family relationships. Our family are the foundation for who we are as people. Like I said in video one, we come in with the purest potential, but how we're brought up, what beliefs and fears and worries and positive attributes and positive frames of mind are put on us, we definitely learn from our family. The biggest challenge for us is to figure out, are these my fears, positive thoughts, worries, great mindsets, or are they of those of my parents or my siblings? How can I overcome negative family relationships that in your present life are still holding you back? How can I align myself to knowing what's right for me and doing what's right for me, but not taking on board how somebody else is or is acting to me. And that again is the hard part. What do you need to do? What is your gut telling you to do? I feel as well with family relationships, good and bad, and like I said, we take stuff on from those. It is important to figure out who we are. And figuring out who we are is to separate ourselves from the family. We all have to detach from our family, not physically detach or emotionally detach, but just detach on a spiritual level and recognise we're all here on a journey, as each one of our family members are as well, but not forget the path and the purpose that your journey represents and how to get yourself there. The next aspect, I think, is actually looking at your romantic relationships. Some people really struggle with romance, struggle in relationships in terms of the partner they're attracting in, also struggle in terms of allowing themselves to be themselves in a romantic relationship. Some people are in romantic relationships and have the best time ever, and then others struggle to meet somebody in their life at all. But one thing, whether you're in a relationship and it's happy, you're in a relationship and it's bad, you keep attracting in the same types of people and they don't last, or you're not attracting in anyone at all, that we are individuals and we are learning something for every single person we've met or every single feeling we have about not meeting that person. Our individuality is key. And the reason I think romantic relationships can hinder and help our ability to awaken our life is what we learn from them, from the good and from the bad, and how we take that on board and move forward. The next thing I think is following our career path, or following your passion. Career and passion are not the same thing. Are you actually living your life in a career that you're happy with? And if you are, that is wonderful, and it is so fantastic to know that you're doing that. And if you're not, why not? What's standing in your way from allowing you to get to that point? And be very clear, I don't think that we just wake up one day and say, that's what I want to do, and I'm going to go and do it now, and I'm going to wake my light, and it's all going to be easy. I'm very aware of the fact it's not easy. That's the reason I'm doing this video series. So one thing I would get you to think about work is, what makes you tick? What you'd like to do? And even if it takes a few years, how can you move into that? How can you get yourself into a place that you're going to be interested, challenged in a good way, but it ignites something good in you? That when you're working, because we spend a lot of our life working, is it making you feel alive and enlightening something in you? The second part of that was your passion. Your passion could be something creative. And this is not about work. You know, if you love to do flower arranging or paint or to delve into playing the piano, or is your passion to help people? Is your passion animals? One thing that helps us awaken our light is connecting in with what we're passionate about. What that passion does for us is give us a sense of joy. And when we feel joyful, the endorphins race and we wake up. We feel alive. And these are the energies of what you want to bring in. The last part is finding peace from pieces. And this is a book that was actually written, Peace from Pieces. So finding serenity when our life is in pieces. And this is the hard part. Every single lesson that we are learning in life, every single experience, from minor stresses to major stresses, are here to show us something. And for me, this can be a hard part to grasp, because sometimes really terrible things can happen and you can say, there couldn't be a higher purpose to this or a higher meaning. And I do completely understand that. But what I feel is like, what makes us stronger? How do we overcome something that it doesn't hold us back from being who we are? What help can we get? What action can we take? What do we need to do for ourselves that allows us to be who we are meant to be and to live our life purpose? And for me, that's not easy whatsoever, but mending those pieces, allowing ourselves to live a life that we want, and more importantly, to care about yourself enough to say, it's time for me to mend this. And I said in video one, it's time for me to wake up and awaken my light. In video three, which I hope you'll join me for, I'm going to look at the 6 ways of how we can get back to awakening our light. The 5 ways I talked about today are things that can hinder us and help us, And then the six ways in the next video are actually ways of what we need to connect into to get us to that place. I hope you've enjoyed today's video, and I look forward to seeing you for video 3. Thank you.